What I really like about tonight is that I can actually hear you. Hello, my Jamaican friends. How are you? Good, 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 good. Let's see here. So there we were, searching for spiritual sport down at Camp Howdy. Camp Howdy is way far south. We were sitting around in the campfire, kind of surprising ourselves, searching for spiritual sport. When out from in between the ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines came a dude of an hombre with dreadlocks hanging down, red bloodshot rolling eyes, and smoke coming out of his ears. He had on a beaver skin hat, leopard skin vest, lizard skin boots, and bear skin chaps. He had endangered species all over his body. He took one look at us and fell face down in the campfire. Sucked up all the flames, blew out a smoke ring, spit out a live coal, looked at us and said, what are you boys? Hippies? Howdy. Howdy, actually. We're vegetarians. Veggie what? Say, you boys, climb out of that campfire and come with me. I'll teach you about the true spiritual sport. We gonna fly with the free Mexican Air Force. Well, when he said spiritual sport, sure enough, we climbed out of that campfire and went on back into our L.L. Bean catalog tent. We pulled on our cotton drawstring mail order yogi trousers with the extra flap and slipped in a comfortable pair of them wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes come up in the bottom of your feet. Keep your chi moving like Elvis. Yeah. We were ready for the spiritual sport. So we followed this dude whose name was Beauregard Hooligan down across the bean field to an old B-25 that was sitting there in the midnight moonlight. We climbed aboard. He motioned me forward into the co-pilot seat and I felt proud. Then he whistled. 25 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from in between the ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines, and they pulled the blocks out from under the wheels, and we started rolling down across the bean field. Lo, when we got to the end of the bean field, a dark chasm loomed ahead, and as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard, and I said, Bo, I called him Bo. This thing fly? Oh, what are you, boy? Superstitious? Well, I caught his drift as we went over the cliff at the end of the bean field, plummeting down through the void, not a sound of technology to disturb the ecology. And I turned to Beauregard to express my appreciation for the zen-like quality of this moment. And he just smiled and he said unto me, dude, you drive. So I grabbed the hold of the little wheel, I pulled back, a miracle occurred, the right prop kicked in, we spiraled upwards, we were airborne, flying upside down over the border, just below the radar, just above the Paraquat, into the beautiful land of Mexico, and that's when this song came to my mind.